AP News, I'm Paya Punjwani. President Trump says he's monitoring the measles outbreak in Texas, where two children have died from measles-related illnesses. Here he is speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One.
It's so far a fairly small number of people relative to what we're talking about. Something that people have known about for many, many years. I mean, measles has been, you know, this is not something new. And we'll see what happens. But certainly, if it progresses, we'll have to take action.
AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports Asian shares nosedive after the meltdown Friday on Wall Street over President Trump's tariffs and the resulting backlash from Beijing.
China on Monday accused the U.S. of unilateralism, protectionism, and economic bullying with the tariffs, while calling on representatives of American companies, including Tesla, to take concrete actions. In Tokyo, Rintaro Nishimura, an associate at the Asia Group, tells the AP losses are occurring as traders don't know which direction President Donald Trump's tariff strategy will go in.
The idea that there's so much uncertainty going forward about how these tariffs are going to play out, that's what's really driving this plummet in the stock prices.
Meanwhile, in an interview with Australian network AUBC, analyst Tim Harcourt says the US tariffs hurt on a variety of levels.
Tariffs hurt workers. They hurt jobs. They are inflationary.
I'm Charles De La Desma.
The National Weather Service is warning that dozens of locations in multiple states are expected to reach a major flood stage. NWS meteorologist Frank Pereira explains what areas in the major to moderate flood stage can expect.
Those impacts are unfortunately going to continue here for the next several days, as you know, all that water that has fallen continues to fill or flow into the rivers.
This is AP News. States are dealing with the high cost of weight loss drugs and the impact limited coverage would have on patients.
More than a dozen states cover GLP-1 drugs like Wegovy, Ozempic, and Zepbound through Medicaid or state employee insurance programs. Connecticut faces a $290 million Medicaid account deficit. Democratic Governor Ned Lamont is looking to tighten guidelines on who can use GLP-1s. Starting June 14th, state Medicaid patients will be required to have a type 2 diabetes diagnosis to get the drugs covered. Sarah Makowicki has been on GLP-1s for 2 years. In an AP interview, Makowicki said she sees the move by Governor Lamont as discriminatory towards the obese community.
And now they're finally getting results. And they're going to lose coverage, and it's just not right.
The 42-year-old says she knows the drugs are expensive, but believes there are ways for GLP-1s to get funded. An expansion of coverage, she says, would improve others' lives just like they did for her. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.